This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Tom Baudet, Paul Prebenza, and Amy Dickinson. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Just a minute, the news in five-line rhyming verse. If you'd like to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paul, there are new ethics rules governing Congress's relations to lobbyists, and lobbyists are trying to figure it all out. One rule, for example, says lobbyists can still serve food to representatives, but they can't give lawmakers what?
Alcohol.
Oh, no. If they did that, the entire government would just come to a crashing halt.
Kennedy would retire.
I know.
They can't give lobbyists trips, plane
no,
tickets.
No, no, no. It's about the food. They can give them food. Well, you mentioned Ted Kennedy. It probably won't be an obstacle to him because he just grabs the food with his hands anyway.
Silverware?
Right. They can't give silverware.
I was going to say condiments.
It's called the toothpick rule. Lobbyists cannot any longer buy meals for lawmakers, but they can provide food at receptions. What's the dividing line? Flatware. Flatware. If you need a knife and fork and a plate to eat it, you can't have it.
Oh, thank goodness.
If you can spear it with a toothpick off a tray, it's yours. It's legitimate.
Can you look in the rules there and see if it's okay to say, eat sushi off of a young woman's torso and jello shots from her navel? Just check.
I think
the answer's no, but I like the way you're thinking. No.
And would chopsticks be flatware?
Well, it's interesting. Of course, as you know, the Senate immediately, as you predicted, had hearings about this, and they have determined by legislation that they've changed the definition of toothpick to now mean a 2-foot-long pointed stake. Can handle a prime rib. Tom, organizers in Miami announced a big party to celebrate an event, but after word got out, the organizers decided to downplay it a little bit. Now they're calling it just, quote, an informal, friendly get-together. This will be a party to celebrate what?
Well, Miami, I'm going to guess it's the Super Bowl.
It is not.
It is not Super Bowl. Well, because that's kind of not downplayed, is it? Can I have a hint?
They're going to party like it's 1959.
This is the Castro Dies Day.
That's it?
Yes. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's not actually what they call it.
No.
Fidel
Ding
is dead
dong.
Today.
Yeah.
The Fidelibration will break out as soon as the longtime Cuban dictator kicks the bucket. Miami, of course, is home to many Cuban exiles and their children and grandchildren. And they will be allowed by the city to use the Orange Bowl to celebrate their victory over Castro and the brilliant success of their strategy of allowing him to hold power for 50 years until he dies of old age.
Yeah, by God, we outlived him.
Have you noticed how they keep putting, every time there's a rumor that he's dead, they put him on, on the news, Castro, and yeah. He's not a good strategy. He's
I know. They put him on, and they say, see how good he looks. I think, no, he doesn't. It's like Attila Hun strapped to his horse,
It's really sad.
Amy, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg recently went public with a problem she's having in the hallowed halls of the court. Justice Ginsburg is sick of what?
She's sick of. Does it involve her fellow court members?
It
okay.
Does.
Gossip, mean girls.
No, well, in fact.
Clicks.
That's the problem right there.
The boys.
She's feeling. Well, the problem is, Justice Souter is kind of feminine, but it doesn't really count.
She's tired of dining alone.
Exactly. She's tired of being the only woman on the Supreme Court. Ever since Sandra Day O'Connor. Yeah. Ever since Sandra Day O'Connor retired and was replaced by that man's man, Sam Alito, the Supreme Court has become a place that only the readers of Maxim magazine now enjoy. Scalia sits around naked in the locker room. Byers put up his Pam Anderson poster. And Clarence Thomas, well. Justice Ginsburg said that being the only woman in the court is lonely. She added, quote, Harriet Myers may have been an unqualified hack, but she was an unqualified hack who would let me brush her hair.